People are ordering Cipro online from websites that also sell Viagra, Claritin, Celebrex, and other prescription drugs. VirtualMedicalGroup.com had been offering Cipro for other reasons, urinary tract infections, traveler's diarrhea. Now they're offering a 7-day supply to people concerned about anthrax. VirtualMedicalGroup.com is different from some websites where physicians have been known to write prescriptions out of state, and while the site does not enjoy a seal of approval from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, its CEO, Tanya Malik, says it is ethically a cut above the competition. She told us how the website works.
You would fill out some basic information about yourself, an extensive health history, and complete the care template that we developed for anthrax, where the first question is, do you understand there's not a current outbreak of anthrax in the United States? Because no governmental authority has said that there is a current outbreak. From there, you would be educated about the proper way to dispose of it in the likely event that you would not need it, and just some more questions about Cipro and how to appropriately take this, and then whether you're allergic. From there, the request is routed to a physician who is licensed in the state in which the patient resides, is board certified, and has been out of the residency for at least 3 years.
The American Medical Association issued its own paper on what they think are the dangers of prescribing and dispensing antibiotics over the Internet, that there should be a dialogue with the patient to discuss treatment alternatives, that there should be an attempt to establish a reliable medical history, that there should be an examination of the patient to determine a specific diagnosis, and then follow-up even. Are you living up to the AMA guidelines? I think they would probably say not. Do you say you are, or do you say the guidelines are inappropriate?
I say we exceed those guidelines because the AMA neglected to include security and confidentiality in there, which we consider utmost importance. In addition, in that statement, the AMA specifically said examination and did not include physical examination. And in every one of those bullet points, we meet every one of those and discuss alternative treatment plans. And our follow-up, 93% of our patients said our follow-up was same or better than in traditional health care.
Do you think, I'm wondering, this is a novel new technology being used to do something that historically has happened in a doctor's office or in a conversation with a doctor whom you saw in his office before. Do doctors feel, the doctors you've dealt with, feel equally comfortable dealing with someone whom they know only from an email response as opposed to looking at their face, seeing that, for example, it's not an adolescent, it's not a 12-year-old who's online pretending to be a 25-year-old?
Well, first of all, the patient inputs basic information about themselves, patient information, and then an extensive health history. And what I just described happens in the traditional office visit every day. You walk up to the counter, you give them your insurance card, and they hand you a clipboard. From there, just like at Virtual Medical Group, you enter into the consultation with the physician, and the dialogue occurs from there. So they aren't just receiving an email or doing it based solely on a set of answers to questions. They are establishing the physician-patient relationship. We have internal safeguards that address your other concern about age and gender and who the patient is.
You think you stand out among online pharmacies, or do you welcome your brethren in the field who sometimes have a pretty bad name?
We are completely different from any of the other online pharmacies. We're a national physician network that facilitates secure and confidential consultations for people who really want to access health care in the privacy of their own home. We're doing it out of respect for the patients and their personal autonomy, out of the belief that they're intelligent enough to understand the risk, the benefits, and the appropriate use, and to give these patients some measure of control in these uncertain and unpredictable times.
Tanya Malik, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Tanya Malik is CEO of VirtualMedicalGroup.com. She spoke to us from Morrisville, North Carolina.